In 1939, Mary McLeod Bethune became a director of the NYA. She also advised the president on issues important to African American people. Once her job at the NYA ended, she continued to work for her country and her people. President Truman asked her to work with the United Nations. Then in 1953, she donated her home and possessions to create a foundation. She wanted her foundation to bring the races together and to teach others. Mary McLeod Bethune died in 1955. Conclusion. Throughout her life, Mary McLeod Bethune worked to make the lives of African Americans better. She believed that education led to freedom. It still does. Quotation. The freedom gates are half ajar. We must pry them fully open. Mary McLeod Bethune. Timeline. Life of Mary McLeod Bethune. 1875. Born July 10th. 1885. Starts school. 1894. Graduates from Scotia. 1904. Opens school in Daytona Beach. 1912, opens hospital for training nurses. 1923, merges with Cookman Institute. 1924, elected president of NACW. 1930, attends first White House conference. 1936, works for NYA. 1945, consults on United Nations Charter. 1955, dies May 18th.